Okay, today is Daf Lamed Tes. No, today's not Daf Lamed Tes. Today's Daf Mem. Today's Daf Mem. We're on Lamed Tes and the base by the Mishnah. Emir Tzashem, we will finish the Masechta today. So, says the Mishnah like this. Misha hayu peiros of Be'ir Acheres. If somebody has peiros in a different city, he's in city A, and he has peiros in city B, but he didn't make an Eruv. So therefore, he can't get the peiros. Because he didn't make an Eruv. So how does he get into the other city? He didn't make an Eruv to home. He can't walk to the other city. How? And what do we say? We've said all along that your stuff is bound by your Eruv. Right? Wherever you are, your stuff is the same thing. So, Misha ha'yu peirotsa bi'ir acheretz, but bi'irvu b'nei otsa ha'ir. Other people in the city made an Eruv. From city B to city A. They want to come here to shear. So they made an Eruv. Lahavi etzlo peirotsa. And now they want to bring your peiros for you. Right? The answer is, lo yavi lo. They can't. Why? Because your peiros are bound by you. They can bring their own peiros. They can't bring your peiros. Your peiros are bound by you. You do not make an Eruv. Doesn't matter if they made an Eruv. Doesn't make no difference.
How are they carrying anyway?
The yontif. The im Eruv who peiros of. The im Eruv who. But if he made an Eruv, then peiros of kamohu. Then the peiros are... They follow him. Okay?
What's a kiddush with that?
If he has that Eruv, can he have someone else bring it? Or he actually has...
Yeah, he can have someone else bring it. If that person can walk through the Eruv, yes.
What's a kiddush with the part of the
Mishnah? Maybe nothing.
Really so?
Yeah.
So is it? If somebody holds the Eruv in Brooklyn, and I don't...
No, we're talking about the Eruv Chum. And by the way, that's also true. If
I don't hold the air, if somebody else holds the air,
yes.
I have to push my carriage.
Yeah, it's yes. Yeah, I'll give you an extreme case. I don't open bottles on Shabbos, but you do. I hold, you're not allowed to. But you hold like everyone else who says you are allowed to. So you're allowed to open a bottle for me? 100%.
You can, yeah. But you can't tell them to open it up.
Why not? Why not? I'm talking about something which is a legitimate machlokas. Now, I hold, you're allowed to watch TV on Shabbos. I'm not talking about that. I hold it's a legitimate machlokas, with Gedolei Yisrael on both sides of it.
Right.
I hold like one of the other. So can you do it for you?
Right.
I think the answer is yes. I think the answer is yes. I think you might even be able to tell him. Listen, I unfortunately I hold you can't open that bottle. Can you open it for me? I think the answer is yes.
I wouldn't do it for myself, but you can do it for me. Absolutely.
Why?
No, I would. I don't know.
So it's not like a mirror lachem. That's not a goy.
I don't know.
It's a good question. I'm not sure.
So holy and mighty, I won't do it.
No, that's not how it is. It's not holy and mighty. Rosh Hashanah Orbach was not holy and mighty. He was a very good person, very big tzaddik and a big posek, and he said it's mutter. So, and Rav Moshe said different. So, it's not high and mighty. I hold like this different. So, yeah, exactly.
Seem right that for me to tell you to do it if I can't do it. Be the same religion with this.
So I once heard a shiur from Rav Schechter about this. I think he said, I don't remember. I don't want to misquote. I'm wondering, he said that if you opened it for himself and you're allowed to have it. I don't remember what he said.
That makes more sense.
Right, yeah.
But it's a good question. I hear it's a good question.
I still want to know what's
there might not be a chiddush in the last line here. And if you did it yourself. Right.
Then
so, okay, maybe not. Maybe it's not. Just for parallel. Misha Zimo, the next one. Misha Zimain Etzel Archim. Let's say I invite you over, and now you're leaving, and you live Lo Yolichu Biyada Manos. I can't give you Manos. I can't give you doggy bag to take home with you. Ela Im Kain Zochel Lehem Manos. Say I'm Erev Yontif. Unless I'm Zoch it to you Erev Yontif.
What's that problem?
What? Because it's not yours, right? It's not the guests. It belongs to the owner. What? It's a tchum problem.
So you're assuming that the guests didn't make an error.
We had this mission already.
No, we never had this.
No. So you're assuming that the guests made the error.
Correct. So Tosus asked Tema, Lomali Zocha. Why does it have to be Zocha? Why does it have to be asking Zaka it to you? Afilu birer chelek kol echad ve'echad nami. Even if I just specify, you can take all, extra cake, you can take that home. Extra kugel, you can take that home too. Why? Amrina, it's like a shoel. We had yesterday, it was a shoel, a borrower. Damrina Le'el, we said 2 days ago, Afal Pi Shalom Nasnalo El B'Yontif, it's okay. Even though I don't give it to you on Yontif, it's okay. I know you're coming, I invited you before Yontif, I know you're coming, so why is it any worse than a borrower? Right? So why does it have to be Mezake? It's not any different than a borrower. A borrower, we said, he calls you up before, can I borrow you? Yeah, all right, I'll show up on Yontif. But no problem. Is this any different? Yeah.
We had this discussion. Can you marry someone if you're at my table and I give you a kugel and you turn to the woman next to you and say, God, I'm proud of you with this kugel. Right?
Right.
So why can't I take that kugel? And now it's mine.
So I hear. So because the assumption is, it's not like when you got invited today. The assumption is you're only here as your mom is like a guest. And you can't even take a candy off the dish and put it in your pocket without rishus. That's what the Gemara is assuming.
Right, saying,
that was the world.
That same person can be Mekadosh.
I said maybe he can be Mekadosh with the candy. Maybe he can't. Maybe today, the different story.
Today.
But it's not as that. You go to a simcha and the serving. So I don't know what would be. I don't know. You say you're so sure about it. You're so sure about it. You know that story with the bottle cap, right? There was that some shaver brachas and there was they put out soda and the guy opened the soda and under the bottle cap he won some prize.
It's old story.
So who owns the prize?
Don't be an idiot.
There are three people. There are three choices. The guy who opened the bottle, the chazan and kala, or whoever's paying for this chair brachas, or the caterer. Hey. Right? Yeah, it's my bottle. What do you mean?
It's a shaila.
So the Gemara is assuming it's not so simple. You can just take whatever you want. Not so simple. So why is it different than a borrower? The Yishlam told us answers. The Shoel, a borrower, daite tfei achli me'orchem almanos. A borrower is more das. He called me and asked me, can I borrow it? I said, no problem. I might not get there before Yontif. I'm busy. I'll come on Yontif. No problem. What's the Shaila? Here, who said the guest, to take leftover? Who said that? Not so sure about that. So for sure not an Erev Yontif. You have to see what goes on. So it's not so simple. So you have to be mezakeh to him. Yes, I have no problem taking him. No problem. Go right ahead.
Right. You don't want the food back on my plate. You're not going in the garbage or I'm taking.
No, I don't know. I don't know. You know, you have to. It was a different world. Says, you know, that's really good. Would you mind if I took some home for later in the week? And you know, I wanted it for later in the week. I didn't want him to have it. Yeah, I invited him now. I'm on my plate. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if the Gemara had such a scenario. Wouldn't be surprised. Itmar. Now, ready for this? It's complicated. Hamafkid. Okay. So. What?
Eric Hamafkid.
Yeah. Itmar. Ready? Hamafkid Peros Eitzel Chaveiro. Let's say I leave Peros by you. I ask you to watch my Peros. So there's a Mafkid, the guy who owns the Peros, and there's the Rav Amar. Rav says, right? Rav says, Kiragle mi shehefkidulo. The Peros belong, not they don't belong, they belong to the Mafkid, but they have the tchum of the guy that his house they're in. Okay? Shmuel Omar, Kiragle Hamafkid. No, Shmuel says they have the tchum of the mafkid. What? Because it's his. But Rav says, no, it goes by the nifgad, we'll call him. The nifgad. Okay? Now,
that's
Rav's reason? We'll see in a minute. Lema, let's say, Ravu Shmuel, the Azdulu Tamayu. This is consistent with a different machlokas than Rav and Shmuel have, which might have the same din. What's that? Ditnan. Let's say I'm walking down the street with my dog, and we see your yard, and we go into your yard. We didn't get rishus, and of course the dog gets hurt. So what's the story? So im hichnis birishus, if we entered the property with rishus, you were by the window, you saw me walking by, and said, hey, have your dog run around in my yard? It's no problem, and the dog got hurt. So im hichnis birishus, bal hachatzer chayev. The bal hachatzer is chayev to pay for the dog, right? Why? Because he let you in it. And then the dog fell on something, or the dog got hurt. So the bal hachatzer is chayev, right? He's supposed to have a normal yard. Rashi says it's the The first Rashi in the Gemara, the second to bottom wide line, on the, up over there on the left side. Shoro, whether it's his ox, v'kederosav, or his pot, or his stuff, uperosav, or his peros, v'chatzer chavero, to the chatzer of his friend, bal ha-chatzer, chayev bin hazakin. The bal ha-chatzer is chayev, any damage has happened. The v'resha, the ha-chmas nis in bava kama, the beginning of it is in bava kama, fine. Rebbe Omer, that's the Tanakhama said that. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, it's Rebbe Huda Nasi, La'olam eino chayiv ad sheyikaba olav balabayis lishmar. No, you're only chayiv the owner if he said, come have your dog run around, and if anything happens, I'll pay. You have to say it like the Farish. Okay? So there's a machlokes between Rebbe, and the Chachamim. It's any animal. The Rashi said, any animal, any fruit, any pot, anything.
So that's the
anything
case,
that happens.
Yes, if you let kids come and play on the trampoline and want to break their arm, who pays the bill?
Yeah, absolutely. He's yeah.
Who hired?
The owner of the trampoline.
I don't know about that, because not in American law. It's assumption of risk.
It comes in without...
It's an assumption of risk.
No way.
Of course it is.
No, that's right. The personal injury is already absolutely...
A thousand percent not. Even with Rishos, it's called assumption of risk. As Justice Cardoza said, the timorous may stay at home. That's what he said. The timorous may stay at home.
What's a timorous?
Go look it up.
For those of us,
the timorous can stay at home. You know what that means? That means if you're a flaky person and you don't get hurt, then stay home.
He has a million cases of people like that scenario, and they make an arrangement, and they sue the owner of the property.
They could sue the owner, they're not going to win.
They do. That's our blue policy in my house.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Malcolm, yeah.
Absolutely not.
That's what I wonder. Will you throw that out?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's an assumption of risk.
If you have a trampoline in your house, many insurers will not insure you.
Because I'll tell you what. So the truth is, it might be different with kids. I don't know if it's such a thing as an assumption. I don't know what the difference is with kids. But an adult... Of course, no question about it. No question about it. I don't know. I don't know how. Also, it's a headache. You know? It's a headache just to defend it. With the deposition. For what? But I can't imagine those cases that go anywhere. Maybe it's different with kids. I don't.
It sounds like a clerk in your office is going to be doing the research.
Yeah. There's no question about it. Amar Rav. The Amar of Huna Amar Rav. And Rav said, this is the kicker. Rav said, halacha ke chachamim. The halacha is like the chachamim. That what? You don't have to say beferish. I'm protecting. He can come. You don't have to say beferish. Just by him inviting you in, he's chayev. Just by inviting you in, he's chayev. Ushmuel Omar, halacha ke Rebbe. Shmuel said, no, halacha is like Rebbe. The only time you're chayev is if he said, and I'll cover any damages. So Lema Rav de Amar Kirabonan. Rav said, Rav holds like the Rabbanan, right? That what? What Rabbanan? He means the Tanakama, right? So Lema Rav de Amar Kirabonan. Ushmuel de Amar Karebi. Rav holds like the Rabbanan, and Shmuel holds like Rebbe. That what? Rav holds like the Rabbanan, that what? Why did Rav say that the payros go after the nifgad? Why did Rav say that? Because Rav also held that when I bring my pot onto your property, you're chayiv. The nifgad, the guy who's the property owner, is always responsible. So too, the payros go after his tchum. Because it's like he's responsible. Makes sense. They both really fit. Rav said like this, Reuven puts his peros on Shimon's land. Who is the Erev go by? Shimon. Reuven brings his stuff onto Shimon's land and it gets damaged. Who's responsible? Shimon. One second, we're going to distinguish, but on the surface, they sound like it's the same. And Shmuel says no. Shmuel said the peros belong to Reuven, and who's chayiv if anything happens? Reuven's chayiv. It's Reuven's stuff. It's Reuven's fault. Unless the owner said, okay, I'll pay. So they're both parallel. Amalach Rav, no. Like David said, Anod Amri Afilu Rebbe. I can even agree with Rebbe. Ad Ka'an. Loka Amar Rebbe Hassam. When did Rebbe say his din by the field, by the house, by the damages? El Bistama, Lo Kibbal El Nitzirusa. Most of the time, they don't accept responsibility. You wanna go look around in my yard? I'm not responsible. Abul Hacha, but over here, Ha Kibbal El Nitzirusa. He said, "Can I please bring my stuff over here?" Right? Oh, yeah, I'll watch it. Don't worry about it. So he said, "I'll watch it." Different story totally. He said, "I'll watch your stuff. I'm going away. Can I leave my stuff over here? I don't want to leave it in the house unwatched." Yeah, don't worry about it. So and the robber came and something happened to it. Of course you're responsible. I should be responsible for your animal and my land. I didn't say a word to you.
Somebody uses someone's backyard for a shortcut. They're responsible. The owner.
What? In halacha? In halacha or in American law?
I don't know. Halacha.
In halacha, it depends. Did he say he could? He can't just go on someone else's property.
No, he's doing the fair. Okay, he walk us through, cut through. All right.
Then if you
have
a hole in the yard and you trip there and
you
break your leg,
you're
responsible.
Exactly. Ushmul Amar, I can even haul it to Rabbanon. Ah, Khan Lo Kamri Hassam, Rabbanon Hassam. The reason why the Rabbanon said that the Mafkin's Tchum rules, why? El Denichalele Inesh. No. Where am I? Ah, Khan Lo Kamri Hassam. No, by the damages. El Denichalel Inish, Denikim Torah Bereshutse, the Balachatzar, the Mazikle, Lo Machayev. Right? The Rabbanan said, that because people won't go into other, someone else, how does it say? Ad Kan Lo Kam Rabbanan Hassam, the Rabbanan said by the case of the damages, what they say? They said that normally you're Chayev. El Denichalel Inish, it's good for a person, Denikim Torah Bereshutse, the Balachatzar. He'll bring his animal to the Balachotzer, the Imazik Lei Lo Machayev. And if anything happens, I'm not responsible. You're responsible. That makes perfect sense. Abul Hacha by Tchum, me Nechale Le'inish, Delekim Peri, Beshuti Dechavri. I want my parents going by your Tchum? Doesn't make any sense. What do I want my parents going by your Tchum? Yeah, I don't want to be paid. Because if anything happens to my stuff and your property, yeah, you should pay. But why should I want my parents to go by your Tchum? Why on earth should that be? Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Vim Eruhu Peirosov Kamohu. We said that if it's your Peiros, then of course it follows your Tchum. And you asked me, what's the Chiddush in that? Right? Obvious. Well, V'yamad Karak L'mishev Kidu Etzlo. If it goes by the Nifgad, then Ki Erev, my Havi. What's the difference if you made an Erev or not? if you made an Erev, then it goes by your stuff. Then it goes by your Erev. Right? 1 second. If we hold that it goes by the Nifgad, right? If I leave my stuff in your land, the payers go by your Tchum, then what's the difference if I made a Tchum? What's the difference if I made an Erev? What should have done changed? What's the difference? Right? What's the difference? Amr Huna, Amri Bey Rav, this is a very important answer. Kigon Shiyichid Lo Karen Zavis. You set aside a place for the guy in the corner. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Shiyichid Lo Karen Zavis. The Ushle Besa, you quartered off somewhere in your house. Hilkach, Rishus HaMafkidheim, it's like it's still in my Rishus. In other words, I came over to you, listen, I'm going on vacation, can I leave my gold stuff by you? Yeah, no problem. Put it right there in the corner, I'm not going to touch it. It's as if it's in my spot. Right? It's as if it's in my Rishus. Of course, it's in your house. It's in your house. Why? Because he quartered off space for me. He was Miyachid space for me. Aval Hacha, but over here, the Meshachay Shomer, the Kibbul Alav Shmirasan, Harehen Karaglov. That's not the same by the damages. What does that mean?
He's not Makabel.
I'm not responsible. Yeah, want to leave it in the corner? No problem, leave it in the corner. It's not my responsibility.
Okay, so what was the case where he is taking responsibility?
What?
What was the case where he is taking responsibility?
That's a different story. That's not a Stam case. I come over to you and say, listen, I'm going away, can I leave my stuff? Yeah, you want to leave it in the corner? No problem. I'm responsible if something happens. What? I'm not responsible. I mean, putting aside Hilchos Shomrim, putting it aside from it.
That's the whole thing.
But is that a normal understanding?
No.
Right? Not at all. I had it. But by the hurricane, someone called me up, I have power, come bring my meat by, leave the meat by me, so you don't lose all the meat. I did that. Yeah. And what if something happened over there? What, I'm responsible to pay for my meat? I brought it there?
What if their power goes out also?
Right, so they're responsible. No. Why? Because it's set aside. Yeah, leave it in my freezer. I don't need it. I have a spare freezer. No problem. So they're responsible if something happens to it. Not really. Right? That's what's going on over here. So since I did that, it's a different halacha.
Yeah, it depends who calls who.
What?
If you called him.
Oh, so, but if he said, listen, you bring it over, and if anything happens, I'll pay, and I'm being.
Oh, okay.
If you say all that, then yeah, it's a different halacha.
Yeah. Which lunatic?
Tashma. What truck did he fall off of?
Yeah.
Tashma. Misha zimein etzlo archim. Then we say like this. Misha zimein etzlo archim. Lo yolichu biyadav manos. Ela imkein zachol lehem minoseim erev yantif. If you want to send them off with some leftovers, you have to say it from before Yontif. One second. But V'yam came out of the Mishef, Kidu Etzlo, if it goes by the Nifkad, so Ki Zocho Lehem Ayde Acher, my Havi. How does it help to be Zochet to someone else? Right?
What?
Why not? In other words, you're not allowed to give something to somebody on Yontif. You're not allowed to give a present.
Right.
How do you give a present? You give it to a third party. That you're allowed to do on Yontif. I want to give you a bottle of wine, but I can't give it to you because I can't give presents on Yontif. So what do I do? I give it to Mati to give to you. That I could do. So it's
Mati give it to you.
What?
Mati give it to you.
It's a little bit of a legal halachic loophole.
So how do you give it to Mati?
What?
How do you give it to Mati?
I'm giving it to Mati on behalf of David.
Right.
So
that'll
work. It'll work. Okay. What the legal mechanism? Well, it's not so simple, but it'll work. So we're doing the same thing over here with the leftovers. I don't give it to you. I give it to someone else to give to you. I'm mazaka it through someone else. So, but one second. But if it belongs to the... If it belongs... To, here. One minute. The Amrit Kiragli Mishif Kido Etzlo. But if it belongs to the Nifkad, then Kizokha Lehmaydeacher might have it. What does that help? Right? They're still considered. Where are they still considered? They're still considered mine. So the Gemara answers, same answer. Well, I really want you to have it. So I'm mezakeh to you through someone else. It's as if I gave him a specific spot, then it can belong to you, and then it works. Then you can get it. Or another answer, zocha shiny. It's different if I'm zocheh. How could you say that I'm mezakeh it to someone else, and it's still mine? It doesn't make any sense. It's internally inconsistent. Okay, next, now story. Rav Chana bar Chanilai tala bisra ba'avra d'dasha. He was hanging meat by the door post. He was hanging meat, and asa l'kamed Rav Huna amalei. And Rav Huna told him like this: Iat tlis zil shakel. If you hung the meat, then go take it home. V'i inhu tali lach lo shakel. If someone else hung the meat, then you can't take it home. If you did it yourself, you can take it home. And if not, not.
In both cases, it's his meat.
What?
Both cases, it's his meat?
No. It belongs to the butchers. It's butcher's meat.
Butcher's meat.
But they gave it to you. They gave you meat.
Okay.
So if you did this work to get it ready to take it home, then fine. And if they did it, the butcher, you can't take it home. So, ihu tala mishakel. One second. And if he...
He did it for you.
Okay, we're going to get to the answer. And if you... we're going to say it has nothing to do with Hazal Zyanta. If you hung it yourself, it's okay. For Rav Huna Talmud Rav Havi. But one second, Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav. For Amar Rav, Kiragli Mishav Kidu Etzel. It belongs to who? It belongs to
Who you left with?
So he can have it regardless. I think that's the Kasha. What? Is that the Kasha?
No, the answer
from
the guy who hangs it.
It goes by the guy who hangs it. So what does it help? Same answer. Shiny, Avra, Dadasha. Well, if you put it on the door, Kimishi Yichid lo Karen Zavis, dummy. It's as if it's Karen Zavis. Amalei Rav Hillel Rav Ashi. Three questions on this. Number one second. The E, Inhu, Toli, Lei, Lo Shakel. One second. If you hang it, it doesn't work. Vamar Shmuel, Shar Shal Patam. A shar that belongs to a patam. What's a patam? A patam is a guy who fattens up the shar for you. Harehu Karagli Kol Adam. It has the chum of everybody. Number two, Amal Ravina Loravashi, the inhu tali le lo shakel. 1 second, and if you hang it, it doesn't work. V'amar Rabbi Rachana Amar Yochanan halachah Rav Dosa. Halachah is like Rav Dosa, who said what? That it goes by the chum of the roeh when there's only one roeh in town. There's nowhere else to send it. It's only going to that roeh. It has the chum of the roeh. It says certainly over here where it's all everything's all. It's all decided. It's going here. This is the only butcher in town. Same story. Why it doesn't work? Why? Because it should go by the Erev of the other person, the butcher. Number three, Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kahana, V'i inhu talilei lo shakel, and if he hung it, he can't take it home. But nan behema ba'kelim karagli ba'ilim. It goes by the owner. It goes by the owner. Therefore what? He should be able to take it home. Ella, so the Gemara says there's nothing with Hilchazantif. Shiny Rav Chana Bar Chani Lai, different story. The Gavra Rabahu Vitari Bishmaite. He was such a busy guy. He's a busy learning. He wasn't paying attention. Where did he come from? Where's the Heksher? Who's watching this meet? A whole different story. So here's what he told him. Haki Karmalai. It's Talis. If you hung it, it's Lach Simona Begava. You have a simon that you know it's kosher. And you didn't have Hesach Adas, Zil Shekul, you can take it. But if someone else hung it, then Mesach HaTzaitach, you it was off your radar, you can't take it. That has nothing to do with Hilchas Yontif. It's a complicated sugya here, who it belongs to, I don't know the details, I don't know Halacha L'maaseh at all. This has nothing to do with that. This was a different question. The question was that the meat, Rashi says, you know that meat that you can't see. Where was this meet 3 hours ago? I don't know. Sitting here, who came, who placed it? I don't know what's going on. There's a problem. This is not a problem because if you hung it, then you know it's a simon, it's the same meat, then it's kosher. If not, it's a hechsher problem. Okay. It busts shem salam v'nayin. Exactly. Okay. Next. Ein mashkin b'shochatin et hamid barrios. You can't. They used to give water to an animal to drink. When they gave water, when an animal was nice and had a lot of water, liquid inside it, it was easier to skin it after you killed it. So you don't have to do that on Shabbos. Or shochetin es hamid barrios, wild animals that are out of the desert. Why? Because they were not on your radar. And therefore, you can't feed it, you can't water it, you can't even check it. Why? It was not on your radar, it's muksa. Avol mashkin v'shochetin es habaisos. But the ones in the house, who were bias, the ones in the house, that you can. Elohein abaisos, what's called abaisos, halonas be'ir. They sleep in the city. You know, even though they have a shepherd, and they're you don't see them. They're not like at the dinner table with you. No, they're out with the shepherd. But as long as the shepherd takes them back to the city to sleep, that's good. Midbarios, halonos ba'afar. They sleep michutz l'machon. So they're not on your radar. You can't shech them on Yontif, they're not on your radar. Lamali lemeimar mashkin v'shochetin. Why do you have to say two things? You can't do this, you can't do this. Same thing. You can't do anything. Right? You can't do anything with these animals. But you have to say two things. Milsa agavurcha kamashulan. It's trying to teach us another din. What? The lishki inish behemto. That's a good thing to do to get your animal nice and give it a lot of water. V'hada lishchot. Misum sircha demashcha. It helps removing the hide. Is that true? I have no idea if that's true. That's what Gemara said. Tana Rabbanan, Elohein Midbarios, the Elohein Baisos. So, Midbarios, what are Midbarios? Kol Shiyotzeis B'Pesach, they leave Pesach time, V'Roos Ba'afar, and they go out to the who knows where, V'Nichnasos B'Revi'ishni Rishona. They come back in Cheshvan time, by the first rains. They don't see them for 6 months. They go, that's not, and somehow you're in a Shavuot comes, right? And you want a good fed animal for Yontif. And, we'll take one of those. We'll go get it. It's not on your radar. The Elohein Baisos, what are Baisos? What are considered, let's say, domesticated or on your radar? Kal Shiyotos V'rots L'chutz L'tchum U'boz L'nos B'tzach HaTchum. They go outside the Tchum, they're in the Tchum, they're always around. That's a different story. Rabbi Omar, no. Elohein Baisos, that's also called Baisos. Elohein Midbarios, what are Midbarios? Kal Shiyotos V'rots Ba'afar. They go out to the who knows where. They nichnasos, they don't come back, the yeshuv, to the city, to the yeshuv. Lo b'motachama, lo b'motachashamim. Not in the sun, not in the rain. Not in the rainy season, not in the sunny season. So when do they ever come back? What does that mean? They're never back? Give them to the shepherd, you see him 20 years later? Like, what's going on? I don't know. Umiyitzlei Larebi Muksa? One second. This whole thing presumes that there's Muksa. Because according to Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold for Muksa, what do you mean? It's an animal. It's edible, right? It's edible, yeah? What do you mean it was over there and now it came back? Why can't I eat it? It must be.
These are your animals?
Yeah, they're your animals. But the point is, since they're off my charts, they're off the radar, right?
They're outside the chum, so you obviously made an error.
Right? Right, but they came in, they're out. Here they are. They're here, they're a block away. So you know what? I was always wondering, let's check it. Oh, you can't. It's called the Midbarios. What do you mean I can't? It's food. So there must be the whole like
of Yehuda. No, dumb point. If they're out of the chum, even if they come in from you to make an error. Let's say they make an error. So you said it goes by your...
It goes by you. Yes, I don't know exactly. You have to figure out that before Yom Tov was also in the area, in the chum.
We had that already. The deer was trapped in the house. The fence.
Yeah. So what's the story with Muksa? Omi Isla Rebbe Muksa, does he even hold for Muksa? The Bible name of Shimon Bar Rebbe Me Rebbe. Pitzile Tamara Lurab Shimon Mahu. What would Reb Shimon say about Pitzile Tamara? What is that? So Rashi says on the bottom, second bottom line, Tamarim, their dates, She'ain Mizbashlos Be'ilon La'olam. They're not ripe. The Godrin Oson Meho Elon, you take them off the tree. Va'ozin lahem to chotolos hain kli kapos tamarim. You do something, I don't know. The kontinos on latochon and mizbashlos. Somehow they become ripe off the tree.
No, they're not. They don't ripe on the tree, they're ripe in the basket.
Tosas argues. He says that doesn't make any sense. What is that? He said a different pshat. You cut them up. I don't know. Anyway, some kind of food, not really edible yet. Maybe yesterday, maybe not. Right? So it's a similar type of. Off my radar, it's on my radar. It's not really on my radar, but it's edible. I can make it edible. So what's the story with that? Amalei, ain muksa l'Rav Shimon. He doesn't hold for muksa. Ella, gragos u'tzmukim b'lvad. Unless it's mamish not edible. Right? We had 600 times. These gragos and tzmukim are not edible now. They'll be edible later. So right now, on Yontif, they're not on my radar. So, what's the kasha? So, if you held like that, then what's going on in our Mishnah? Why are these animals no good? So, Ibai Seima Hani Nami Kigrogos and Tsmukim Dummy, you have to give that answer. These animals are like Grogos and Tsmukim. Mamish off my charts. That's one answer. Ibai Seima Ludvarav Dur Shimon Ka'amale Vale Lo Sphirale. He was saying, according to Reb Shimon, but I don't hold like that. Reb Shimon would hold. These tamarim are edible. I don't agree with that because I hold for muksa, and so too in the Mishnah I hold for muksa. V'ibay seima or l'dvrehem derabanan ka'amar lehu. He was saying in terms of the rabbanan, l'di di ain muksa. According to me, I hold there's no muksa. Why? I hold like Reb Shimon. El l'didchu, but according to you, odili mihas. Don't you agree? Hecha diyotzes varoos pepesach v'nichnas bir rishona debaisu saying. Wouldn't you agree that if they leave Pesach time, but they come back by the first rains, they come back by Cheshvan time, that they're considered Baisos, and therefore they're by definition on your radar, and by definition they're not Muksa? Amrulei Rabbanan lo? No, I disagree. Midbarios saying they have the din of Midbarios. Okay? Hadron, what? Hadron Alach, Mashilin, Peros, Vesilikam, Sechas, Beta. Hajin Lach Mashila Pet Sikhan Zekh Beta, Hajin Lach Mashila Pet Sikhla Sekhlis Beta. So I can just say one very fast part. This is not an easy Masechta. It's deceptively easy because it's small. So we all think that they're easy. So the Ben Yehuda says the first word of the Masechta is Beta. Right? Beta Shinalda, right? The first word is Beta. The first letter of Beta is a B's. And the last word of the Masechta is Hain. The last letter is a Nun. It spells Ben. Yontif has to be to you like a son. Hilchas Yontif has to be as proficient and as you have to know it like you know your son. It's an unbelievable vart. Most people don't know Hilchas Yontif. This is not an easy area of halacha at all. It's quite difficult. Much more difficult than I thought it was. I thought that was a cute. Cute word from Ben Yoyada. Right. tomorrow morning we begin Maseches Rosh Hashanah. It's so funny. The learning in the day they learn Daf Yomi, Mishneh Berurah Daf Yomi, like a Mishneh Berurah Yomi. Mishneh Berurah Yomi, and they tell you, oh, it's such a good thing that the Mishneh Berurah Yomi is up to Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, the problem is Maseches Rosh Hashanah has virtually nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. You know, except for the last few blocks. But okay, well, more learning is a good thing. So tomorrow morning we start Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Everyone have a good day.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.